Kubernetes V137. Scale workloads to zero with horizontal pod autoscaler. Kubernetes V137 includes API support for horizontal autoscaling of workloads down to zero replicas. This feature is now beta and enabled by default. A horizontal pod autoscaler, HPA, that uses a suitable object metric or external metric can now scale a workload to zero replicas, then bring it back when the metric changes. Before V137, you needed an add-on or external component, or you had to enable the alpha feature gate to scale from zero. It is now part of core Kubernetes. Scaling to zero removes the last idle pod from workloads such as queue consumers and batch processors. The savings are largest when each pod reserves expensive resources, including dedicated CPUs or GPUs. The trade-off is cold start time. The HPA must observe the metric, schedule a pod, and start the application. This works well when work can wait in a durable queue. Kubernetes services do not buffer requests while no pods are ready, so HTTP and other request-driven workloads need a separate buffering layer. Why scaling from zero needs a different metric? The HPA commonly scales on CPU or memory usage. Both metrics come from running pods. Once the replica count reaches zero, there are no pods left to measure and no signal that can tell the HPA to scale back up. Object and external metrics do not have that limitation. A queue length, for example, exists independently of the workers that consume it. The HPA can continue reading the queue length while no workers are running. The following example scales a queue consumer to and from zero using an external metric. Configure an external metric. The following example uses a Prometheus metric named QConsumerLag. It assumes that Prometheus already collects a series similar to this one. QConsumerLag namespace equals default, name equals worker tasks. Kubernetes needs a metrics adapter to make that value available through the external. Metrics API, one implementation is the Prometheus adapter, which can expose the series using an external rules. Entry. External rules. Series query. Name equals queue consumer lag. Name equals. Metrics query. Sum and LT and LT. Series and GT and GT and LT and LT. Label matchers and GT and GT. By name. Resources. Overrides. Namespace. Resource. Namespace. The exact adapter installation and discovery rules depend on your monitoring setup. See the Prometheus adapter guide to external metrics for the full configuration options. Before creating the HPA, you can verify that Kubernetes can read the metric. Kubectl get raw backslash apis external metrics k8s eo slash v1 beta 1 slash namespaces slash default slash q consumer lag Label selector equals name percent 3 worker tasks. The request should return the current value for worker tasks. If it does not, fix the metrics pipeline before configuring the HPA. An HPA cannot scale from zero when its metric is unavailable. Configure the HPA. The following HPA targets a deployment named QWorker. It allows between 0 and 10 replicas, with one replica requested for each 30 queued tasks. API version, autoscaling slash V2. Kind, horizontal pod autoscaler. Metadata. Name, QWorker. Annotations. Kubernetes. IO description, scales QWorker based on the number of queued tasks. Spec. Scale targetref. API version, apps V1. Kind, deployment. Name, QWorker. Min replicas, 0. Max replicas, 10. Metrics. Type, external. External. Metric. Name, QConsumerLag. Selector. Match labels. Name, worker tasks. Target. Type, value. Value, 30. When the queue is empty, the HPA can reduce the deployment to 0 replicas. When tasks arrive, the external metric remains available, and the HPA calculates anew. Replica count, K8, capped at 10 by max replicas. Start the deployment with at least one replica. Manually setting a deployment to zero has always paused auto-scaling. The HPA preserves that behavior and will not wake a workload that it did not scale down itself. Normal HPA behavior still applies. In particular, the default downscale stabilization. Window is 5 minutes. The window prevents a short drop in queue length from immediately removing all workers. You can configure the window through spec behavior, scale down. If your workload needs different behavior, how the HPA distinguishes zero from paused. Scaling from zero creates an ambiguity. A replica count of zero can mean that the HPA scaled the workload down or that an operator manually paused it. The controller resolves this with a scaled to zero status condition. When the HPA scales a workload from one or more replicas to zero, it records scaled to zero equals true. The condition tells later reconciliation loops that the controller owns the zero state and should continue evaluating object or external metrics. After scaling the workload back up, the controller changes the condition to scaled to zero equals false, with the reason not scaled to zero. A workload at zero without the scaled to zero equals true condition remains paused. You can inspect the conditions with Kubectl describe HPA QWorker. If the adapter cannot return the configured metric, the HPA reports scaling active equals false, with a reason such as failed get external metric. Restore the metric or manually scale the workload to recover capacity before upgrading or rolling back. In Kubernetes V137, the HPA scale to zero feature gate is enabled by default on both the Kubeapa server and kubectl manager. The API server accepts min replicas, zero. The controller manager performs the condition-based scaling. During a version-skewed control plane upgrade, wait until both components support the feature and have it enabled before creating HPAs with min replicas, zero. A controller manager with the feature disabled treats replicas, zero, as a manual pause and may leave a workload at zero before disabling the feature gate or downgrading to a version without the condition-based implementation. Change affected HPAs to min replicas, one, or higher. Scale any workload currently at zero to at least one replica. Min replicas, zero. Also requires at least one object or external metric. The API server rejects an HPA that only contains resource metrics such as CPU or memory, from alpha to beta. The first alpha implementation shipped in Kubernetes V116. Kubernetes V136 added the scaled to zero condition and the controller behavior needed to distinguish an automatic scale down from a manual pause. Kubernetes V137 enables the feature by default after adding integration and end-to-end coverage for scaling down to zero and backup from an external metric. The next step is to gather operational feedback before considering graduation to GA. How can I learn more? Read the documentation for scaling to and from zero. Read KEP 2021, HPA supports scaling to and from zero pods for object and external metrics. Learn how to configure the Prometheus adapter for external metrics. How to get involved. This feature is owned by SIG Autoscaling. Join Kubernetes Slack and the SIG Autoscaling channel to share feedback from beta usage, acknowledgements. Thanks to the SIG Autoscaling contributors who took this feature from the original V116 implementation to the condition-based redesign and beta graduation. Thanks also to Guy Templeton and Adrian Moisey for reviewing the KAP, and to the release, documentation, and production readiness reviewers who helped prepare it for Kubernetes V137.